Nearly 80% of veterans who use VA services are either overweight or obese. Another quarter suffer from diabetes. Health workers at the Department of Veterans Affairs say many of the reasons for the higher rates stem from the time veterans spend in the military, not cooking for themselves. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
Standing over a frying pan full of sliced green apples is Ray Spalding. He's sauteing them in front of a cooking class at the Portland VA.
I feel like I'm on the Martha Stewart show.
You are.
Spalding is 85 years old. He served in the Air Force from 1948 to 1952. Standing next to him is Jessica Mooney, a clinical dietitian at the VA.
This is caramelizing.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Spalding's making cooked apples sprinkled with a little bit of cinnamon. Today's class is about ways to make healthier desserts, like brownies made with cocoa, Splenda, and pureed black beans, rather than flour and sugar. Mooney, the VA dietitian, says the class is part of a series. Veterans learn to cook healthier breakfasts, dinners, and snacks. She says they also learned about portion control and how to read nutritional labels.
So majority of our veterans have some type of health issue that could be managed through or improved through diet and exercise.
Spalding says he's taking the course because he was hospitalized several times in the last few years before finally being diagnosed with diabetes. He says the class has given him a better understanding about what's going into the food he's eating and cooking.
I will be able to control things like my blood sugar, which is a real trial for me because I like sweets.
I have diabetes, and I also have a sciatic nerve pinch in my back. And they keep telling me I'd lose weight.
Deanne Croteau served in the Army in the mid-1980s. She's finding some success in the class.
In this past 12 weeks, I've lost almost 10 pounds.
Spalding and Croteau are among the 25% of veterans who use the VA healthcare and have diabetes. And that's on top of the nearly 80% who are overweight and obese. Both those figures are higher for vets than the general population.
There are a number of reasons.
Michelle Goldschmidt heads up health promotion efforts at the Portland VA.
Food. Addictively works exactly the same neurons in the brain as other addictive substances such as alcohol and drugs.
Goldschmidt says some veterans face significant challenges after their military experience.
Homelessness, job challenges, PTSD, issues related to their war experiences. That adds up to using what could be considered to be a socially available and acceptable outlet. And eating is one of them.
The VA is taking responsibility for solving a problem they say began in the military. When they were in the service, most vets had the cooking done for them, so some never learned how. And many of those who can cook are used to cooking for hundreds or thousands. Back in the cooking class, Ray Spalding reaches his hand into the pan of simmering apples, fishes one out, and pops it in his mouth.
The apples really are amazing.
Since 2013, about 150 veterans have taken the cooking class. That's small compared to the more than 95,000 vets served by the Portland VA in 2015. But compared to other medical procedures and treatments, eating healthy and promoting exercise is a less invasive and a less expensive way to fight obesity and diabetes. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.